I have to say, looking at Replit's journey is just incredibly inspiring. We're talking about exponential growth that took their annual recurring revenue from a modest $2.8 million all the way up to $150 million. It really shows how powerful a deliberate market pivot can be.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating case study. Initially, the company was finding it really hard to scale while trying to target professional developers. So founder and CEO Amjad Masud made a strategic decision to completely redirect their focus toward beginners, students, and hobbyist programmers instead.
And that shift was a game changer. It instantly unlocked a massive, underserved audience that really resonated with them. Plus, it helped diversify their revenue model in such a smart way.
Right, and the market has clearly responded. A key milestone in this transformation is their recent $250 million Series C funding round, which officially set their valuation at $3 billion.
That's a huge influx of capital. From what I understand, they're channeling those funds straight into accelerating product development, expanding their marketing reach, and scaling up both their engineering and support teams.
Exactly. But beyond the funding, what really sets Replit apart operationally is their focus on real-time collaborative coding tools. They've done a fantastic job of lowering technical barriers, which has fostered this highly engaged, community-driven ecosystem.
I love that part. By making coding feel like a shared experience rather than a solitary task, they've directly boosted user retention and created these beautiful network effects, where the platform just keeps getting better as more people join.
It's a solid foundation. If we look at the critical takeaways from Replit's trajectory, I'd say they boil down to three main points.
I'm all ears. What's the first one?
First, when the broader market is saturated, targeting an overlooked or emerging user segment can trigger rapid, sustainable growth. Replit proved that sometimes you have to look where others are.
That makes so much sense. And I think the second point is just as powerful. Embedding collaboration and community directly into a development platform creates incredibly strong retention loops and drives organic user acquisition.
Precisely. And the third takeaway is that strategic funding acts as a real force multiplier. It gives a company the runway to iterate quickly and capture market share, especially in competitive spaces like coding education.
Wow, those are some powerful lessons. So, looking ahead, what does success look like for Replit?
Moving forward, their continued success will really depend on a few things. They'll need to maintain that developer-friendly ethos, continuously innovate their toolset, and stay agile enough to adapt to the evolving needs of their global, beginner-focused audience.
I have a feeling they're more than ready for it. It's been such a pleasure unpacking this journey with you.